You're listening to Jason Hendrick, the Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Ventura Highway. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget, check out 805favorites.com.
Were we changing stations there real quick?
Yeah. Just like and the we're line on, trail's growing, the station's moving.
Station's moving, we're all over the place, you know. I don't know. What do I always say?
What do you always say?
I say keep your money in the 805.
Life is an adventure and you got to make the most. Like searching for some treasure on the California coast with Tom and Sandy's Travel Adventures.
Our travel Tom adventures are brought to you by Anacapra Brewing Company, located at 472 East Main Street in Ventura. Go by and see Destiny or Danny or call ahead. Their number is 643-2337, and go try some of their new beers.
They do. They sold out of our beer. Face for Radio beer, of course, is now no longer there, but they are going to bring it back out, so hang on.
Jason's laughing at me.
Why? Why are you laughing at Sandy?
Well, one, I was a little disappointed she didn't do the travel adventures.
Yeah, you didn't sing
true.
It. Were you sleeping through that moment?
I was.
You were
dozing. The three, and I just found it amusing.
Oh, my goodness.
So we brought Jason back to our travel adventures because one of the places we went to was Barrel 33.
Barrel 33.
And, Jason, you had an event. Tell us about that event.
I almost didn't make it in for the segment. I was back there jamming with Jim after Dirty Rice and forgot what we were doing. But Barrel 33 and Fritz Leon of Coastal Specialties Products partnered with me to do a cheese and wine pairing, but also an educational aspect. So we had 17 guests that showed up on the patio. We talked about these imported and unique fine cheeses. There were 8 of them, and Barrel 33 supplied matching wines. So we partnered up 8 different wines to win them and had a really good turnout. We had a representative from FoodShare. You know, with Everybody's Hungry, all of our events have to tie back somehow to the community through FoodShare or Food Forward and the hungry in the community. But we had a really good response.
I have to say, one of the things that I was really surprised is your wine pairings and how I didn't think that a certain wine, because it was really dry, went with a certain cheese, and they were matched up perfectly.
Yeah, it was a really good job on that. And it went well with my beer, too.
Yeah, Tom started out with a beer, a little palate cleanser, as we like to say.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
That's the only reason I drink it. It's just
to
clean my palate.
That.
I have a very clean palate, by the way.
Especially with that number of rich cheeses, we want to make sure you're fresh and ready to go.
Thank you.
But there were some unique pairings, you know, especially with Tom's scale, the blue cheeses. The port went really awesome with the Fondombert, and if you can say that.
The Fondombert?
Yeah, I had to get a little help with Fritz, who speaks French. It's Fondombert. It's Fourme'Ambert.
Or in English, blue cheese.
Bingo.
Okay, thank you.
So one thing that was really interesting is I found out that the blue in the blue cheese isn't mold, it's oxidation. I always thought it was mold.
Yeah.
I learned that as well. There were some things, that's what was really nice about that pairing and partnering with Fritz and Norbert over at Barrel 33 as well. I'm learning along the way. You know, I call myself the hungry man, but I'm not all knowing about food. So every time I go out and I partner with, you know, some great people for these events, I'm learning something each time as well. And again, we're trying to raise awareness. The really cool thing, though, is I was able to impart some of my own perspective to the group, one of the groups that was with us, Matt and Krista, Michelle and all them. Matt had a birthday. They brought out chocolate souffle. And I said, make sure you take a bite of the chocolate souffle with the Humboldt Fog cheese. And they loved it.
Yeah.
They were really excited because you get that rich, chocolatey, earthy tone, and you get some of that sweet, creamy, a little bit of ashiness from the Humboldt Fog.
Yeah.
Pairs really nice. And a little bit of salty, too. Salty and sweet's always a classic combination.
So Barrel 33 was a surprise.
Because
it's a little place that's right next to Zach's. It's on, what, Thompson?
It's
do you remember the
Thompson
address?
I believe it's 1067. It's right there on the bend across from the Enterprise rental car. Used to be Wine Lovers.
Right.
And it's right there on the curve right before you get to Calorama.
But they have a cute little setup. They have a little patio in the back where we had our wine tasting. But inside, it's kind of eclectic, a little old. They've got the
fireplace.
What do you call it? The fireplace going.
It's a great date location. It's got low lighting. It's intimate, hardwood, good flatbread pizzas that are coming out of the kitchen.
there was a gentleman in there, and he was putting actually the wood on the fire, and he was describing this wood. It was from Northern California, and it was some kind
but
of
it a had a smell to
cherry
it,
cherry or like, something, and it was amazing the smell that came off that fire, you know, from the wood.
I didn't realize how much it was affecting us in a positive way until I got home and realized my clothes had a little bit of barbecue kind of smell. It was nice.
It was sweet, though.
It was nice. No, it was good. It's not like being at a campfire.
It was better than you smelling like my cologne. Then your wife would have wondered what we did.
Yeah, exactly. It's better than me smelling like I do normally anyway.
Exactly.
Anyway, it was really fun. So next time that, Jason, when you have an event, definitely we recommend that you go.
If you follow me on Facebook at Everybody's Hungry or through our Twitter feed at Everybody's Hungry, we're going to have some more of these great events coming up. We're planning a beer and cheese pairing. We've got the name of the series is Cheese in a Glass, and that allows us some flexibility to go out throughout the community in different locations and try different beverage styles partnered with cheese. Some of them you may not expect, so we're going to be trying to surprise you a little bit.
I'm looking forward to that.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.